Celebrate new dump divers! It's a celebration! Ooh, it's a celebration right now in the WNBA dump! My inside sources tell me they have been taking shots of Just for Men all afternoon in the WNBA front office. The diva of dump divas, Kathy Engelbert, she cannot believe her good fortune. There have been five presidents in the dump before Kat Engelbert came along and changed the Dob title to commissioner. Val Ackerman, no relation to Val Kilmer. Lisa Borders, Donna Orender, Donna Oleander. Who in the hell cares? It doesn't matter what her name is. Laurel Richie, no relation to Lionel. And believe it or not, in a league that is supposedly dedicated to diversity, equity, and inclusion, there's only been one male birthing person to hold the title of president or commissioner of waste management, Mark Tatum. Now, Mark is so proud of his service to the WNBA, he fails to mention his service to the dump in his career biography. Mr. Tatum presided over the WNBA until Adam Silver came along and offered him a job in a real basketball league. He currently works for the NBA. There have been five presidents or commissioners before Kathy Engelbert in the WNBA. Now, none of these five commissioners were given the opportunity that Kathy Engelbert is currently presented with. Earlier this morning, Angel Reese, the Bayou Barbie, she announced her decision to forego her final season of professional basketball and submitted her application to become an entry-level trash collector in the WNBA dump. This is amazing! For the first time in league history, the WNBA won't just have one superstar, they're going to have two superstars! Woohoo! Yes, yes, yes. Angel Reese made the announcement in true Barbie fashion. She announced her decision in an interview with Vogue magazine. Translation? Being the smart businesswoman that she is, Angel Reese monetized her announcement to enter the WNBA draft. I mean, good for you, Angel Reese. I don't blame her for doing that. Make that money while you can. I would not be surprised if Angel Reese was paid more for this exclusive with Vogue magazine than she'll make in her first year as a WNBA dump diver. Now, before we go any further, I need to correct something from this morning. This morning, I said Caitlin Clark wouldn't start in the WNBA until next season. Had a bit of a brain fart there. I was talking about the NBA, and then I segued to Caitlin Clark getting drafted. At the time, in my head, I was thinking about the NBA draft in July, which is why I said Caitlin Clark wouldn't be in the WNBA until next season. Now, just to clarify, both Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese, they will be available next month when the WNBA regular season begins. The real question is, will these two young superstars be able to save the WNBA? Will these two young women be able to achieve the impossible, which is take a league that hasn't tasted success in, well, ever? The WNBA has never been successful. To my knowledge, the dump is still losing around $10 million every year. The WNBA, they haven't released their financials in a couple of years. That pesky Kat Engelbert, she's keeping those financials to herself. But the reason I believe the WNBA is still losing money, if Kat Engelbert was the first commissioner that managed to generate a single peso in profit, she would publicize that information immediately. It would be headline news throughout the mainstream media. WNBA finally generates profit. The porta potties have been removed, and WNBA players now have access to restrooms with running water. Since the financials haven't been released, I'm assuming the WNBA still remains without profit. But KC, Kathy Engelbert, announced last year that the WNBA had tripled their revenue. They went from $60 million to $180 million. Yeah, I know. I saw those articles last January. You know what I did not see mentioned in those articles? The word profit. Revenue is absolutely useless if you're not turning a profit. I could generate $1 billion in revenue if my expenses are $2 billion. You know what I am? Out of business. Now, of course, Kat Engelbert, she never has to worry about going out of business. Her good friend Alice Silver, commissioner of the NBA, Alice, he will continue subsidizing the WNBA so the NBA has a nice tax write-off every year. But anyway, Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese. Will they be able to achieve the impossible and make the WNBA profitable? More importantly, will they be able to replicate their success at the professional level in college and take the pretend basketball in the WNBA into the mainstream? Angel Reese is currently projected to be a top 10 pick in the draft. Now, some WNBA draft analysts, which until today, I didn't know they existed. I wonder if WNBA draft analysts are pretend analysts like Mina Kimes. Some have Angel Reese going as high as 6th, others have her going as low as 11th. Now, I am no expert when it comes to the WNBA draft, but if this were the NBA draft and Angel Reese falls out of the top 10, that would mean that she is projected to be a role player. At LSU, Angel Reese was making about $2 million a year. In the WNBA, she'll be making around $75,000 a year. Now, I'm also not an expert in math, but that seems like a massive drop in income. But that's okay. That's okay. According to Angel Reese, the endorsement deals that she's got at college, they're going to follow her to the place where basketball careers go to die. Watch for yourself.
Regardless, I'm going to be able to make money staying or going. Understanding that my brand has been built where I know that more than being in college is something that I can do. I have a brand outside of here where the deals are going to follow me if I leave or stay.
I'm glad Barbie feels confident about this because Casey has his doubts. The reason companies are willing to pay Angel Reese right now, she's got a huge platform. Millions of people are watching women's college basketball right now. Monday night, over 12 million people watched the rematch between LSU and Iowa on ESPN. Now, the WNBA, they haven't been able to draw a single million in decades. Hell, the WNBA struggles to draw 500,000 viewers. The platform for Angel Reese, it is about to become exponentially smaller. Unless Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark can do the impossible and elevate the WNBA. Now, there is no doubt that the curiosity factor will be there initially. Here in a couple of weeks, the WNBA draft, it will be the most watched in the history of the league. Last year, the draft was watched by 572,000 viewers, their highest number in 20 years. It would not surprise me if Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese were able to triple that number, 1.5 million for the WNBA draft. Now, their first games will set WNBA viewership records, most likely. The first time their teams match up against each other, probably set record ratings for the WNBA. But once that curiosity factor wears off, will Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese be able to maintain this momentum? There is a huge difference in drawing ratings at the collegiate level and drawing ratings in the WNBA. People have strong ties to college programs. Those same ties, those emotional ties, they do not translate to the WNBA. I mean, seriously, name a WNBA team with a strong following. LSU has a huge following. Iowa has a large following in the Midwest. The 12 dumps in the WNBA, they can't build a following in their own neighborhoods. Remember Sabrina Ionescu? She was a huge star at the University of Oregon. She was selling out arenas. She was drawing decent ratings on television. What happens when she entered the WNBA wasteland? She was all but forgotten. The only time people have noticed her was when she competed against Steph Curry in the three-point shooting contest NBA All-Star Weekend. Now, granted, Sabrina isn't nearly as big of a star as Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese. Now, this is pure speculation on my part, but I just had this feeling that the mainstream media, they are going to try to pit Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese against each other. We talked about this earlier this morning with that article written by Jamel Hill. Matter of fact, I'm going to show you an example of what I'm talking about. Earlier this week, Smelly Jamelli, she was on the Dan Le Batard show. Yeah. That show still exists. She was supposed to be on the show to preview the matchup between LSU and Iowa. Instead, Jamel Hill mentioned this mythical race war that's going on in sports. I don't remember hearing about a sports race war. Do you? I thought Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese were besties. I thought the only time they battled each other was on the basketball court. I didn't know they were engaging in battle because they happened to have different skin tones. Luckily, Jemele Hill was available to explain the mythical sports race war. Watch for yourself.
Everybody's sort of preconceived notions about how women are supposed to behave, whether it be Black women or white women. You know, a lot of the digs that get thrown at Angel Reese is about behavior and policing how she behaves, and Flaw J. Johnson. They're not supposed to be this brash. They're not supposed to be this bold. They're not supposed to get on the court and talk their shit. Like, they're not supposed to do these things because this is not how we have idealized what women in a competitive sport, what that looks like. The criticism is often very one-sided. Caitlin Clark talks her shit. Caitlin Clark is demonstrative. People aren't bothered by it because they're caught up in the narrative of, oh, here's this, you know, wonderful, kind soul from the great state of Iowa representing Middle America. So they put all these sort of, what happens in these sports race wars is everybody projects their own shit on the people coming and the people who are actually involved in the competitiveness of it, who have nothing to do with any of this.
Narratives like this are going to be amplified once Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese join the WNBA. Now, this can go one of two ways. It can go the way I mentioned this morning. Normal people could see this false narrative in the media and support Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese in spite of the media. Or normal people could see the constant mythical racism portrayed by the mainstream media and do the same thing they did with the NBA 4 years ago. Turn it off. Which, in the case of the WNBA, normal people wouldn't have to turn it off because they've never turned it on. Unfortunately, Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese, they have absolutely no control over this. Now, honestly, I don't think Angel Reese is going to have any kind of impact on WNBA ratings. Angel Reese is a star, there's no doubt about it, but Caitlin Clark is a cultural phenomenon. She is a once-in-a-lifetime superstar who captured the attention of the entire country. Does Caitlin Clark have a chance to save the WNBA? I mean, it's their best chance in the history of the league. Part of me thinks that Caitlin Clark will be able to carry this momentum from college to the dump, but I keep going back and forth on this. I keep coming back to one thing every time I think about it. One hurdle that might be impossible for Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese to overcome. At the end of the day, the WNBA is women's basketball. Yes, they have been able to draw at the collegiate level, but a lot of their drawing power is tied to the fact that the tournament is the draw. One-and-done situations make for captivating television. That's why the NBA's play-in tournament's been so successful. Will enough men be willing to watch Caitlin Clark in the WNBA? That's the real question. She's only one player. There are 12 teams in this league. We all know the quality of play absolutely sucks. So, does Caitlin Clark have the sustainable star power to overcome the substandard WNBA product? You tell me. Like I said, I keep going back and forth. I don't want to doubt Caitlin Clark, but we're talking about her accomplishing something that has never been done before. People hate the WNBA, and the players have given them plenty of reason to hate the league. Can Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese overcome it and make the WNBA relevant? I just don't see Angel Reese having any kind of impact on the ratings, but I don't know. What about you? Sound off in the comments below. Like, subscribe, share the video. I appreciate your support. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.